Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, guys.
Look at you.
Are you in your kids' room?
Who, me?
Yes. My wife.
Are you just like.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I have a 9-year-old son named Barrett, and my wife works out of the house, so there's not a lot of space. So I take over his room whenever I have to do these for the most part.
I did an interview at like 5 a.m. for Good Morning America in my 9-year-old stepson's room, space themed. So I was there. You're Dr. Seuss themed, and we.
Oh yeah, he's got the stuff up on the ceiling too. So at night, you probably can't see it, but it glows.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We got it all. It's awesome. That's awesome. Hi guys.
Well, it's fantastic to see you. You look amazing.
Thank you. Well, I'm just trying. How am I feeling? Do we have enough time to answer that question?
Sure.
I know. It's as I like to say, as well as Sheryl Crow said, every day is a winding road. It gets a little bit weirder.
Are you reading What to Expect When You're Expecting as you go along? My wife loved that book.
Oh my gosh, it's the only book that I have been reading. Mm-hmm. It's a great book, and very informative and very balanced. Mm-hmm. And thank God, because, you know, there's a lot of things you can't do or, you know, that people say you can't, and, you know, there's a lot of rules. I mean, you start sacrificing you start becoming a mother or a parent once you conceive. Definitely. Definitely.
I feel like my sisters anyway, like first baby was, you know, don't touch anything and everything rules and what to expect when you're expecting. And then second baby was like, maybe I'll have sushi. Sushi.
Oh, sushi. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I actually haven't really had sushi. I've had tuna. Like, I've been like, give me some tuna. But I mean, it's, you know, it's a really balanced book, but, my sister, I was there when my sister gave birth to both of her daughters in her living room, and they are now 3 and 6. And then so I'm around it. I see it. And we all live very close by.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of grown up with kids for the past few years and understanding the role.
Has any of your family given advice to Orlando about being a girl dad?
I mean, maybe my brother-in-law, but I don't know if it's so much advice, but I think during this quarantine, we got to spend, you know, such incredible concentrated amounts of time together with my nieces. And I think he's really excited, you know, for a little girl. It's like, they say that little girls are, you know, daddy's little girl. That's how it's going to be. We'll see.
Are you excited? Like, are you to the point, like, are you nesting now? Or are you just still kind of find your way?
I mean, I'm as excited as I can be. I've been every emotion under the sun. I've been overwhelmed. I've been anxious. I've been happy. I've been, you know, I've been overjoyed. I've been depressed. I've been all of it. The world is just a wild time, and it's a wild time to bring life into the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were already having those kind of conversations years ago where it's like, man, the world feels a little uncertain. And now it really feels shaky boots. But that's what's happening. And I'm baby out and I'm moving this train down the station.
Okay. So there's been a lot of talk about those two things. Names. Could I get names of one of those two things, please?
Oh, wow. Wouldn't you love that? I haven't decided. I've decided, obviously, on the record name, but we have yet to decide specifically on her name because I think we've got options and she'll tell us what those, you know, what the one of the a line, you know, I'll look at it and I'll go, oh yeah, you are her. You are that. But the record, I'm probably going to release the name of the record pretty soon. And, maybe more songs. We'll see. I'm just excited. But for now, I'm excited that Daisy's has been like the first official song, from the record. It's a super hopeful song. And I think really resonates and continues to grow in the fact that, like, you know, pre-quarantine, it was about my own experience. And it was about my own experience about just being laughed at and made fun of for how big my dreams were. And then in quarantine, it was like, man, don't take for granted anything. And now with, you know, the protests and the world and, you know, the demand for justice and equality, there's a line in the song that is starting to really kind of ring true, that is, it says, why can't it be me? You know, it's like, why can't it be me? And it's not talking, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about whoever's singing that song. It's like, why not? Like, stop putting limits on my dreams or my purpose or fulfilling my fullest potential just because I come from this or just because of, you know, this is who I am. And so I hope that it's an empowering song and gives people's dreams a little bit of wings. How about that?
That was amazing. That was the best answer ever.
You know, I feel like that's it. Okay, great. I don't know how we go above that.
Okay, I have to share this with you, Katie.
That's like that. So it'll be fun.
All right, I have to ask you. So we are excited. We have a new feature on our show. Arbella Insurance is a big time partner with our radio station and with our show. And they said, hey, we want to sponsor your video interviews because we're doing a lot of them now. And they said, you guys come up with a great name and then we'll sponsor them. We said, great. Kennedy, do you want to tell what the name is? Because this, you're the first one in this feature.
Carson and Kennedy Talk to Famous People.
What?
Yes. We decided this lowest common denominator.
You know what? Call it like it is.
That's it.
That's what it is. All right. Famous people.
You're first.
So your fans want to know, this is the question I'm going to ask for the Arbella Insurance fan question. How many other artists are featured on the new album?
I would say that there are features. How about that?
You are just amazing at dodging the question.
It's definitely a feature. And yeah, it's not a collab record. There's not a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to have a feature. And it's an unusual one for sure.
Juicy J. Is he coming back?
No, I did that and I did it. I did it real big.
So good. We played that this morning. It's awesome. Oh. Forgot how great that song is.
Well, I'm glad it reminded you. Thank you.
Okay. I have one other thing I want to show real quick, Kennedy.
Yep.
I just want to be safe.
Cats.
My wife made this and I was like, it's a cat mask. What do you think?
I think very beginning of quarantine, it was like, how do we get a mask? But now I think it's fun that people are showing off their personality. Some of my favorite masks are the ones that say, if you're reading this, you're too close. And I also like the ones that have, like, you know, penises on them.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you can see that, and if it offends you, you are too close.
They just opened up restaurants here for eating outside. And so I went to go have a meal. And one of the things I ate had onions in it. And then you have to put the mask on if you want to go inside and go to the bathroom. And then I put the mask back on afterwards. And I'm like, oh my God, it's onions. Like, you got to bring two.
Oh my God, I disgust myself.
That's what I smell like all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, you know, for the time being, we don't have to really deal with halitosis.
I haven't worn lipstick in 6 months because masks.
There are silver linings. There are, you have to find them, but there are some.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay, so the new song is Daisies. The new album is coming in August. Is that right? Is there an official date? August 14th.
That's right. It is coming. I'm going to have a child. I'm going to have a record. I don't know which one is coming first.
Oh.
It'd be a surprise for everybody.
Could be a Leo baby, right? July 31st is my birthday. Could be a Leo baby.
Oh, is that a good thing? Is that what I want in my life?
No, I've been working with him for 20 years. I don't know if you
Okay, well, what are your characteristics?
I'm thick-headed.
Shit.
I am prone to do my own thing and not listen to other people.
Oh, that sounds like my child anyways.
I don't know.
What are the good characteristics?
That when he believes in something, he does it wholeheartedly, and he will doggedly stand behind his friends. So.
Okay, great. Loyal. Loyal Leo.
Loyal.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Loyal Leo Lion. I like that.
Thank you so much for doing this today. I know there's so much going on with you and your life and the baby and the album. And
what were you going to say?
I just, really quick question. Am I allowed? Are we out of time? Can I?
No.
So I just wanted to just really fast talk to you about mental health, because you are a very loud voice when it comes to being honest about your mental health and letting people know that it's okay. And I just would like to know, just really fast, like, why do you feel it's important for you to stand up and talk about these things?
Well, I guess, you know, mental health conversations are somewhat new in that they, you know, science has been talking about all the other organs or parts of your body for, you know, hundreds of years. Thousands of years. But there hasn't been a whole lot of focus on the brain, which, you know, to me, the brain is the mind over the matter. It's the magic. It's where you can control everything, you know, like, for instance, you hear about people being cured from smoking by hypnotherapy or bad habits by rewiring their neural pathways. And we're starting to find out how incredibly powerful your mind is and how your brain is continually transformative. It's malleable. It's not stuck, you know? It is growing all the time. So I grew up in an atmosphere that, you know, mental health didn't exist. I remember I didn't believe in ADD. And I told a kid in sixth grade, I was like, that's a cop out. You don't have ADD. And he, like, literally socked me in the mouth. It was like the first time I went to a school fun, right? I was like, okay. And I got hit back. Obviously he was definitely struggling. And I just think there's a lot of natural tools to be able to use to combat depression and anxiety. And I, you know, when I turn to my tools, which I don't all the time, sometimes I just get really lazy. And sometimes I'm like too depressed to even turn to tools. But, you know, I do things like meditation and conversation with other friends, taking the taboo-ness out of it, and being in nature when you're allowed to be in nature. But this is what the whole record that's coming out August 14th is about. It's about finding my smile again And coming out of the darkest time of my life, where I was clinically depressed, I was on medication. I was in bed. I couldn't get out of bed. I didn't know if I was going to live to see the next day. And all the while, you know, I had to put on a happy face and play that part as you do. And I got through it, and I really did. And I got through it with, you know, my family, with Orlando, with other support, with therapists, and doing some deep diving emotionally on some stuff that I had been through. I went through a super journey in the last 2 years, and that's what this record is about. And so it's a wonderful touchstone for me, this record, because even I say in the thank yous, I say to myself, I don't know if I'm going to be depressed again. I don't know if I'm going to go through it, but I have this touchstone to remind me that I did go, I came out the other end. I lived. I'm bringing life into the world. You know? And like, it's almost like, Katie, remind yourself, you can get through it. So that's what's coming August 14th.
Touchstones. Is that the name of the album? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Baby's name.
No, it's not. I could. it is well, not. But you well, know, interesting. I gotta say one last thing about it is that if you were struggling pre-pandemic, you know, with anxiety or depression or any of that stuff, OCD or blah blah blah, it got worse. It freaking got worse. It got intense. And we've all had to face a lot of things, all of us. And that's really hard, to be still, to like face it, to not run, to not work it off, to not eat it off, to not shop it off, to not travel it off. You're like, here's life and it's facing it and you better face it. And it's fucking hard sometimes.
I'm so inspired right now. Let's go.
But, you know, I do believe that you can get through it. It's not always easy, but you can.
Wow. What an inspirational.
I'm proud.
What an inspirational.
Look at that. Oh.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm not hiding it, but I'm.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's so awesome. It's such a gift. It is such a gift. Congratulations to you and Orlando. And we are so excited for the new album. We cannot wait. It was great to see you. And hopefully we'll get to see you in concert in town very soon here in Boston.
Yes. 21.
Say hello. My son wants to say hello. He's been hiding.
Hi.
He's so excited. He had his last day of school. He is.
Today?
You say hi to Katie.
Wow. Congratulations. Are you in 5th or 6th grade?
He's going into 4th.
Oh, you look a lot older than that. Nice. You're very mature.
All right. We got to let you go. You have so much to do. Thank you again, Katie. It was great to see you.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.